Let us now rise as we join our hearts and voices in the prayers of the church. We bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness with which you bless your whole creation. Above all, we give you thanks that you sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to be our true King, your suffering servant whose death delivers us and all believers from sin, death, and hell. Give us your grace that we may be faithful in our walk and in our hope, love, and worship. Lord, in your mercy. Give your grace and forgiveness, wisdom, blessing, and guidance to all who bear the offices of government in our nation, in our community, and throughout the world. Lead them to the faithful exercise of their authority for the peace, justice, defense, and liberty of all people, especially the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. Give peace and patience, comfort and healing to all who suffer illness or adversity or who are in sorrow or in need. Lord, especially this day, we pray for those on our prayer list: Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Laverne, Max, Michelle, Joel, Chuck, Tyler, Carrie Ann, Paul, Dee, Warren, John, Karen, Wyatt and Charlie, Jim, Roman, PJ, Bree and Isaiah, Tim, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Johnny, Justin, and Anna Mae. Lord, we also pray that you would deliver all who endure persecution for faith in Christ. Especially this day, Lord, we pray for Coptic Christians in Egypt who were attacked just recently. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go with the suffering servant who died to make us righteous and gives us new life to rise with him to eternal life. The blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and go with you forever. Amen.